Hi, my name's Jack Daly. I was born in Maniwaki, Quebec. It's up the old Highway 11. You go through Low Quebec, Venosta, Quebec, Casabasha. If you're a fisherman, you'll know where it is. I've been in Empire for the last, 15 years and been volunteering and just having a good time up here.
Since you got to Iron Prior, you've been quite active in the community. How did that come to be?
I ran into a guy, Glenn Arthur, and from there it just stems. He organized every little thing that was going on, and I was always involved with them. My job was always, if a team came in, you are going to be our ambassador, if that's what you want to call it. So, and he said, you just, whatever they want or whatever questions they have, they go to you. And it was so much fun. They were so appreciated. I enjoyed it so much. Just long hours, but you had a good time.
Why do you feel it's important to give back?
I find so much fun. It's so it's for myself. It's so entertaining. I enjoy it so much, and it's not hard work. If anyone thinks, oh, I want to volunteer and it's going to be hard work, not one bit. You are going to enjoy it a hundredfold than that. So why not? So,
what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Every one of them. We started off, I think it was Salute to the Valley. I don't know if you remember that one, but that's many years ago. It used to be down in the park, and it was, I think, CJOH. In those days, it was one of our sponsors, but it brought in some good bands, and it was just a weekend of music. It was great, and it was just, I can't think at this time any of the bands right offhand, but we had some real good thing, and then it kind of goes on its way sort of thing, but it was great. And then we did SO Women's National Hockey in 2002. We did the TELUS Cup, World Broomball, Canadian National Broomball. Just it goes on and on. Everyone was a great feeling when you're done. Just that you had so many people coming up. There was one team from the Swedish girls team that played here. About a year later, I get a phone call. Glenn Arthur and I meets the coach. He was talking about Iron Prior, and he was just saying, again, thank you for this great town. And he said he was telling everyone in Sweden how great it was to be there. He says, just as in his broken language, just go out there. These guys will do anything for you. And that was our motto. If you were, whatever you asked for, we did our best to do it for you. If you were from Sweden and you said, I need this part here, then we did our darndest to go and find it. And we did. And it was a great, the thanks you got. And there was always, you got the T-shirt and everything else. And so it was great. It's would I do it again? You betcha.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to come in and clue me up on all of these accomplishments. Congratulations for everything that you've done.
I thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay.
So now you got some weeding to do.